We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to tell everybody at 6:30 tonight, right here on the Saints Radio Network on WWL, it'll be the Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas, his guest tonight, Saints head coach Sean Payton. And at 7:30 tonight, right here, a big game, Monday Night Football, Buffalo Bills, New England Patriots. And that ought to be one terrific game. Before we go to Randy Mueller, who's on with us. Bob, you got something to say about the Saints receivers?
You know, the thing is, when you look at, like, targets and do we catch contested passes, 50-50 balls and all that, you get kind of spoiled when you have, like, a Marcus Colston, a Jimmy Graham, a Michael Thomas. Just to enlighten you where we're at right now as far as, you know, trying to help the quarterback's position. Well, I don't care if it was Jameis Winston, whether Trevor Siemian, Taysom Hill, whoever it might be. Okay. For instance, they want Tre'Quan Smith not necessarily to be a number one, even though you don't have Michael Thomas. You might want him to be a number one. But Tre'Quan Smith, okay, he's been targeted 37 times, 22 catches, 59%. Deontay Harris, 53 times, 31. So you understand what I'm saying. So Tre'Quan, 59% receptions when he's targeted. Deontay Harris, 58%. Marquez Callaway, 51. And this was a joke last game. Kenny Stills was targeted 5 times, 0 catches. Well, he's now been targeted 22 times, only 5 receptions, 23%. The first interception, it hit Kenny Stills right in the hand. He didn't come up big. Maybe the game has passed him by. The reason why I mentioned Tre'Quan, Deontay Harris, Callaway, Kenny Stills is because the magical season Michael Thomas had in 2019 NFL Offensive Player of the Year, Mike, when he was targeted, you know how many times he caught the ball? 85% of the time.
So not, it ain't next man up.
Right? Not 59, not 58, not 51 or 23%. 85%. So you might want to say, oh, we need a new quarterback. That son of a gun got to go. Get a new quarterback.
We need a new receiving core, too.
The receiving core, and now Deontay Harris is suspended for 3 games, who was the leading receiver amongst the receivers, not counting Mike, if you think about it. And we want him to work out. And we need Alvin Kamara to work out. But we shouldn't put him in the wide receiver category. Come on.
No.
So that's where we're at right now. You want to know one reason why the Saints have not been productive offensively? Our receivers get targeted. But they probably, it's like a 50-50 chance they're coming down with the football.
On the line with us now, former NFL executive Randy Mueller. Randy, thanks so much for joining us. But I don't know, I'm sure you had a long time in the NFL. But to see the injuries, suspensions, things that have happened to this Saints football team, offense, especially on the offensive side of the football, it's unprecedented for me. And I've seen them from the early years on. Man, you know, we talk about it all the time. There ain't no such thing as next man up. That's great in the locker room and to tell the media, but the next man ain't nearly as good as the cat that he's replacing. you understand that better than anybody. You've said it, but you didn't believe it.
Yeah, who in the hell is the next man? Yeah, come on.
Well, you guys were onto something. But I will say this. The way the Saints had to put together their roster this year with the salary cap casualties made them really thin to start with. So we kind of knew this might be an issue, that they had paper thin depth. And it's been worst-case scenario on top of that. So I think they see it first and foremost on the offensive line. We've seen it, like you said, in the receiver core. It's just been one thing after another. But they started with such a thin roster that they just had no margin for error.
Now, Mr. Mueller, when you look at, like, are you a fan of Nick Vannett? I'm looking at Nick Vannett. He ended up having 3 catches, 48 yards, the second best game of his career. But is it almost like he's overachieving? Here's a 6'6", 260-pound guy from Ohio State. He's a veteran, considering you're going to help in the run-blocking area. But are you disappointed maybe with Adam Trautman's production? Because he kind of turned it on at the end. But, you know, we've been kind of spoiled with that tight end position. Just to name a couple of guys, when Jeremy Shockey and then Jimmy Graham, the success they had. Because I know Sean Payton knows how to utilize the tight ends, but that necessarily has not come to fruition as far as utilizing that position.
Well, Vannett's strengths aren't as a receiver, that's for sure. He's going to have the system free him up. You see a little bit of it occasionally, but, you know, he's had 2 or 3 stops along his career as well, so I don't know if you're going to be able to use him as a vital cog in the passing game. I just think those guys are few and far between. They're hard to find. It's just, if you can run and play tight end, you're in demand, right? And these guys
right.
that they have really haven't been in demand. So it's kind of like they've hit, you know, the bottom of the barrel, so to speak. And that's not to take shots at these guys, because they have a peculiar strength or specific strength. But it's just not in the receiving game. And if you're going to use them to spread the field, you got issues.
Now, when I look at the one thing, and I told this to Mike, that our defense can't just be good or very good. They have to be great. But there's way too many chunk plays that we've given up against the Giants, against Atlanta, and now in Dallas. I'm looking at, they connected on plays, Dallas 58, 41, 33, 21, and 20 yards against the Saints. That, you know, we're only the second best red zone defense, giving up touchdowns, only behind the Ravens. But you can't give up those 1 and 2 play drives where you're getting gashed. I know that happened in the Giants game. And I just think for the Saints to even have a chance, our defense would have had to be like a top 5 defense. Right now, they're 12th. And be more in that area and not give up those chunk plays.
Yeah, I think that's been the age-old adage, right, Bobby? I mean, you cannot give up big plays. You've got to make teams go the long road, which is run 8, 10, 12 plays to score. If you're undermanned, I think a safer way to play it is to play a soft zone, but you've also got to get some pressure. And, you know, they're without Hendrickson. They're without some guys that rushed the passer for them pretty good the last couple of years. So,
right.
Again, it's just one of those years where they've tried to push the button. Sean has pushed the right buttons for many years, and it just hasn't come up, you know, 3 cherries, so to speak, this year. It's just not the way it works. And I think they'll get it right. Obviously, coming off of the cap season that they have now, you've got to hope that the cap goes up even more, because they're going to have some more cap decisions next year, which really it ties Sean's hands as to what he can do. You just can't build a team when you start with 70% of cap room that everybody else has. So, and in this case, it was really even more than that. So they've been squeezed. They can't build depth that way. They're going to have to make some hard decisions. Hopefully the bottom is hit here. And they can still, I think, make a run this year. They've got to get some better play out of the quarterback, no doubt about it. I threw this out on a couple of radio stations I was on last week. Is I would have loved to have seen him sign Philip Rivers to make a run in the end of.
Amen.
You singing to the tune.
You are preaching to the choir. I'm saying Philip Rivers right there in Alabama. He threw for 4,000 yards last year. He had the Colts in the playoffs. I know Philip Rivers knows where to go with the football to me. I mean, listen, nothing against Trevor Siemian or Taysom Hill, But they can't hold Phillip Rivers' jock playing quarterback. Come on. I don't care if Phillip Rivers is old. I'm just talking about short term. I'm not talking about no long term. Come on.
No, that's right. And I've spent 10 years with him myself, so I know what his makeup is. And he's going to raise the play of some of these guys you've mentioned around him as well, because he's going to hold them accountable. When he looks at people in the huddle and tells them what he needs and what to do, they're going to jump. Believe me, that's just the way he is. I would have loved to have seen that. Obviously, they didn't see it that way. I just think if it would have taken him a week, I think he would have figured it all out. I know the kind of acumen he brings and football instinct. Something like that can make a difference with some talent that's maybe not as good around him. So
right.
I know he was willing, but that's beside the point now.
Randy, I think when you look at this draft class, and we're talking about 2022 now, and the future quarterback of the Saints is not on this roster. You look at the draft, you got a guy like Kenny Pickett, who has been impressive this year at Pitt. Matt Corral certainly really boosted his game this year and his draft stock. But, you know, if I'm the Saints and I got all that young talent kind of accumulated on defense, man, I got to make a run at one of the big-time veteran quarterbacks, if it's Russell Wilson, if it's Carr with Las Vegas. And, okay, the blueprint's already been drawn up. It's what the Rams gave to get Matt Stafford. And so I'm looking from the outside looking in, and so are you at this stage. But wouldn't you think they'd be better served going after the veteran quarterback than the rookie? And the only rookie quarterback this year that's done anything has been Mac Jones.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think this draft class is going to be strong. For my money, the only one worth it is the Pickett kid, and they're going to have to lose a whole bunch more games to get up there to get where I think he'll end up getting drafted.
I agree with you.
I don't think that's going to be an option. But I do think these veterans that are going to be available, that I think you'll find the Saints being in the middle of it if they can find a way to make it work cap-wise. I could surely see Russell Wilson getting over the wall in Seattle. I think they're in dire need of a little rebuild, and he's the one asset they have. So I could see that happening. I don't know what happens in Green Bay, but there's going to be a couple veterans that are available, and I would think the Saints will be in the market and right in the middle of those deals.
Randy, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Brother, we really appreciate it. I know it was kind of short. I was giving you a call, but, we really appreciate your insights every time you're on with us.
Thank you, Randy.
No problem, guys. Good to be with you.
Thanks so much. Randy Mueller, former NFL executive. You can go online on Twitter. He gives his thoughts at randymueller.com. We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.